Hi everyone and welcome back to our Zano Animal podcast. Today I want to talk about a subject that often gets overlooked in modern horse keeping, and that's stress. A lot of horse owners don't even realize their horses might be under stress. I mean, they don't have to go to work with a bully boss. They don't have to juggle household, kids, jobs and husband at the same time. They basically just lounge around all day. Isn't that right? I mean, but they still can experience stress, and this has a huge effect on a horse's health, their behavior and their overall well-being. The good news is once we know what to look for and what to change, we can make a big difference. So let's start with the basics. Horses can be stressed by many different things. Changes in their environment, moving to a new stable, losing a pasture mate, being transported for training every time you trailer your horse, even small shifts in routine, all of these outside influences can upset them and cause stress. Another big part is their social life, being kept without horse contact, which is the life of most stallions, but also being in a group with the desocialized horses or a bully boss. And yes, mobbing is real in horse groups. Never feeling safe is a huge stressor for horses. And of course, pain or physical discomfort can also be a major trigger for stress coming from the inside. So the first step here is simply being aware that stress exists in our horses' lives and that it matters. One of the best ways to help is by creating stability. Horses thrive on routines. Feeding at the same time, turning out at consistent hours, having a predictable daily rhythm, all of this gives them a sense of security. When life feels steady and predictable, stress levels already drop dramatically. We also have to look at social interaction. Horses are herd animals, and their relationships with other horses are just as important as food or water. Positive contact with companions, reliable group dynamics, and enough space to avoid conflicts all play a crucial role in reducing stress. There's so many studies now out there showing that how we keep the horses has a dramatic influence on the stress levels in our horse. A lonely horse or one stuck in a bad group situation is almost guaranteed to struggle. Think of it like colleagues at work. You may somehow get along, but you would not invite them to your house or want to share your bed with them. The same is true for most horses. Most horse groups are not like families as they are for wild horses, but more or less like work colleagues. And then you get this one new colleague who is a total bully. This destroys all the delicate balance among your work team. Guess what? The same happens in your horse group when you introduce a new horse that is not quite compatible with the others. This is a huge stress factor. So yes, social companions, social life is important for horses, but just because they're two horses doesn't mean they like each other and it's a positive social situation for the horse. Feeding is another big factor. Horses are designed to graze more or less all day round and to have a constant supply of forage. Forced feed breaks, no matter why, like feeding hay in discrete meals or having automated feeders or anything like that. Every time the horse runs out of forage, this is a highly stressful situation for the horse. Also, sudden changes in their diet can create stress, both physically and mentally. A horse that doesn't know when or what it's going to eat is not a relaxed horse. So a steady, species-appropriate diet with 24/7 access to forage is key to keeping them emotionally balanced. There are a lot of studies that came out recently showing that forcing feed breaks on horses, keeping them off hay, no matter with which method, whether you fed discrete meals three times a day or they fed with automated feeders, all these horses had elevated stress levels compared to the control group that had 24/7 access to hay. So a horse that can eat is a happy horse. So that's a take-home message here. And finally, we have also to talk about healthcare, so preventing illness like regular dental checks and visits from the farrier or podiatrist. All of that matters not just for physical health, but also for stress reduction. A horse that is in pain or dealing with untreated health problems, like a tooth problem, they cannot chew properly, they think they will starve because they cannot chew their feet properly. This will almost always show stress in its behavior and its body as well. Take stomach ulcers, for example. Even though most horse owners have heard about it, almost nobody would suspect their own horse to have them. But about 50% of leisure horses and up to 90% of sport horses show gastric ulcers, according to studies. That is at least every second horse. When you know the numbers, how big do you think now is the possibility that your horse may also be affected? Proactive health management, recognizing pain and discomfort is really a cornerstone of keeping stress low in your horse. Training is another area where stress can sneak in. It's tempting to push too hard or expect every horse to perform the same way, but not every horse has the same temperament or ability. If the workload doesn't match the horse, frustration and stress are almost guaranteed. Training should always be adapted to the individual, their fitness level, their mind, their personality, not their genetics or age. You know these cases. No, he's now 4 years old and his father is so-and-so, so he must perform in this or that way. That doesn't work like that. See the individual, not the expectation. And that brings us to the emotional side of horses. Horses are highly sensitive creatures. A horse that trusts its human, that feels safe in their partnership, will handle challenges much better. Building that bond, being fair, being clear, being consistent in how we work with them, all of this creates trust, and trust is one of the best protections against stress. Finally, let's not forget the environment itself. A well-designed stable, enough space, light, fresh air, good bedding, safe fencing, and a calm overall atmosphere make a huge difference. If you have a stable situation where there's constant stress, the horses will show signs of stress themselves. Stress doesn't just come from what we do with our horses. It also comes from the space they live in every day. Well, what can we do now with our stressed horse? One of the most powerful stress relievers for horses is movement. Horses are made to move by nature, slowly grazing, walking, covering distance throughout the day. When we limit that, put them in stables, stress builds up, giving them regular turnouts, space to move freely, chances to be horses in their natural rhythm is one of the easiest and most effective ways to reduce stress. And this doesn't just mean training the horse. I know people who have their horse stable 23 hours a day and they ride it every day for an hour and they say, well, he has his exercise. Yeah, but exercising under a rider or exercising with a human is completely different from being able to move around 24 hours a day. So don't mix those two up. The horses need to have the ability to really move around having their social life, eating and moving. This is what reduces stress, not that you train the horse every day for an hour. Recognizing stress, of course, means paying attention to the signals they give us, listening to the horses. Horses don't shout when they're stressed, but they do show signs. Maybe they're restless, they're chewing wood, they're weaving in the stable, or they seem almost always nervous, can't settle, or they seem like they're depressed. Recognizing these signals early allows us to step in, figure out the cause, and take the pressure off before it becomes a serious problem. When your horse is cribbing, suffers from narcolepsy, or already has gastric ulcers, you waited too long to recognize the signs for stress. So when we put all of this together, it becomes clear managing stress in horses is really about seeing the whole picture. It's about being attentive, respecting their natural needs, and making thoughtful choices. A horse that feels safe is well fed, is healthy and understood, is not only healthy and happy, but also easier to work with and a better partner for us. At the end of the day, it's our responsibility to create an environment where our horses can truly relax. A stress-free horse is a healthier horse, and it also strengthens the bond we share with them. And honestly, I think that's what it's all about. That's it again for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and check out our website, zanoanimal.com, for more content on stress in horses.